You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian government says it is taking a cautious approach ahead of the easing of further lockdown measures on Sunday. A growing coronavirus outbreak in the northern suburbs of Melbourne is threatening the planned reopening of the hospitality sector, including restaurants, pubs and retail stores. The Australian Industry Group says there is a desperate need for cash flow ahead of Christmas and that businesses should be allowed to operate even with new cases as long as effective tracing systems are in place. Premier Daniel Andrews has indicated that the travel limit for Melburnians will remain at 25 kilometres due to the northern suburbs outbreak. The travel limit was increased from 5 kilometres last Sunday. He says he is optimistic there will be some eased restrictions, but it will depend on the latest test results.
I just want to caution people from, banking, that tomorrow I'm making a whole series of detailed announcements about opening up. We do hope to get to that point, but with so many thousands of tests that are still being processed, we need to see the results of those tests.
Victoria has registered 7 new COVID-19 infections and no deaths, while the state has also reached its target of 5 for the rolling 14-day average. An outbreak in Preston has grown, with all students and staff from 2 schools ordered to immediately self-isolate and get tested. East Preston Islamic College and Croxton School have been shut down for the next fortnight after students attended class while infectious. Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says health authorities are well equipped to handle the cluster.
The response has been terrific, and I'm actually very confident that we'll get control of the active cases that are related to this outbreak. But as the Premier spoke to, it is those cases that might be unlinked, that might be turned up by very substantial testing, that will need specific consideration. And that will obviously be reflected in how we think about restrictions as well.
The government has also rejected claims that inadequate language interpreter services have led to confusion among culturally diverse communities. Mr. Andrews insists material is being translated and interpreters are on hand to explain health messages. The head of Victoria's contact tracing program, Jerome Wymar, says officials have been working with community and faith leaders to communicate vital health advice.
We've had people out there knocking on doors, talking to community members to ensure that if they do have symptoms, they go and get tested, and we saw a great response on the street to that yesterday. We're working very closely with faith leaders and call outs to their communities to again provide good, accurate and effective information. Last night we met with community leaders across the northern suburbs. We talked about food relief, we talked about contacting people, we talked about getting good and clear information out to people. And there's been some, again, outstanding work done by those organisations.
As Victorians face the prospect of ongoing restrictions, Queensland has seized the opportunity to host its first AFL Grand Final. Traditionally held at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, this year's main event is being held at the Gabba in Brisbane. It comes as Queensland records no new infections and only 6 active cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland's strong health response has enabled the state to hold the grand final, while also allowing residents to enjoy greater freedoms.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime event to have the AFL Grand Final. This showcases Queensland to be able to attract major events into the future, and I urge everybody, if you do get the chance, please go out and support your local clubs and pubs, because that means jobs. It means jobs in our hospitality industry.
New South Wales has reported a second consecutive day with no locally acquired coronavirus cases, although 5 returned travellers have tested positive. Health officials are urging people to be COVID safe and limit household gatherings to 20, with a strong recommendation of 10, as fans watch the AFL and NRL grand finals. Dr. Stephen Corbett from New South Wales Health is calling for residents to remain vigilant.
New South Wales Health continues to appeal to the community to come forward for testing right away if anyone has even the mildest of symptoms, like a runny nose, scratchy throat, cough, fever, or other symptoms that could be COVID-19.
Meanwhile, South Australia has eased travel restrictions with Victoria. The travel bubble between the states has been expanded to 70 kilometres on either side of the border. And Western Australia has registered 4 fresh cases of coronavirus, all in overseas travellers. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.